Welcome to St. James. We're going to skip the opening hymn. Joyful, joyful, we adore you, because we don't know where Ellie is. But we'll start with the confession, which is found on your handout or on page 79 in the Book of Common Prayer. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in
thought and deed,
by what we have done.
We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors with
ourselves.
We are truly sorry.
We are truly repent.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
have mercy on us
and forgive us. We may delight in your will.
Walk in your way
for
the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
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 Lord, open our lips.
And our
mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the
Father,
the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Let us say together the Jubilate found in your booklet, or on page 82 in the Book of Common Prayer. Be joyful
in the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness,
and come before his presence with a song.
Know
this, Lord, is God.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We will read responsively Psalm 119, found on your bulletin or on page 772 in the prayer book. Your word is a lantern to my feet,
and a light upon my path.
I have sworn and am determined
to keep your judgments.
I am deeply troubled.
Deserve my life, O Lord, according to your word.
Accept, O Lord, the willing tribute of my lips,
and teach me your judgment.
My life is always in my hands.
Yet I do not forget your law.
The wicked have set a trap for me,
but I have not strayed from your commandments.
Your decrees are my inheritance forever.
Truly they are the joy of my heart.
I have applied my heart to fulfill your statutes
forever and to the end.
Please mute for the reading of the scripture.
The first lesson is from the book of Genesis, chapter 25. These are the descendants of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel the Aramean of Paddan Aram, sister of Laban the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his prayer, and his wife Rebekah conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is to be this way, why do I live?" So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples born of you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The elder shall serve the younger." When her time to give birth was at hand, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy mantle. So they named him Esau. Afterward, his brother came out with his hand gripping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Esau was 60 years old when she bore them. When the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man living in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he was fond of game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking a stew, Esau came in from the field and he was famished. Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of that red stuff, for I am famished." Therefore he was called Edom. Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." Esau said, "I am about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us say together Canticle 21, found in your booklet. You are God.
God,
we praise you. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. We acclaim you.
You are the eternal Father.
Father,
all creation
worship you.
You are
all angels,
the powers of heaven, cherubims, seraphims, and angels.
Praise.
Holy, holy,
holy, Lord,
power and might,
heaven
and earth, heaven and glory. The glorious
company of apostles praise you.
The noble
fellowship of the prophets praise
you. The white
robed army of martyrs
praise you.
Throughout the world,
the Holy Church claims you.
Father of the land unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit,
the Kid
and God.
You, Christ,
the King of Glory,
the eternal Son
of the Father,
when you became
man to set us free,
you did not
shun
the virgin's womb.
You overcame the death of death
and opened
the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are
seated at God's right hand
in glory.
We believe
that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord,
and help people.
Bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us
to your saints, to
glory
everlasting.
Amen. The second reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 8. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not of the flesh. You are in the Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please mute as we sing together. It is well with my soul. With my soul, found on your insert.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went out and sat by the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he stood and got up a boat and sat there. The whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, listen, on the path. The birds came out and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground. I did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and then brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. But everyone of the ears listen. Hear then that the parable is sore. And when he hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, the evil one comes and snatches away with a sown in the heart. This is what was sown in the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word immediately, receives it with joy, and yet such a person has no root that endures only for a little while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word the person immediately falls away. This where was sown among thorns is the one who hears the word with the cares of the world. And the Lord of wealth took the word and yields nothing. This where was sown on good soil, this is the one who bears the word and hears the word and understands it. And he bears fruit and yields in one case 100, or another 60, another 30. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please join together in saying Canticle 16. The Song of Zechariah, found in your booklet.
Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised that he would save us and our enemies from the hands of all heathens.
He promised mercy to our fathers, and to remember
his holy covenant.
This was the oath to our father Abraham
to set us free from the hands of our enemies.
Be to worship him
without fear,
holy and righteous
in his sight,
all the days of our life. You, my child,
I will be called
the prophet of the Most High.
For you will go before the Lord in
his way.
People
knowledge of salvation
by the forgiveness of their sins.
And the compassion
of our God,
dawn from on high,
they shall break upon us.
Shine
on those who dwell in darkness,
shadow
of death,
to guide us in
the way of
peace.
Glory
to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Spirit was in the beginning, now,
and
will
be forever.
Amen.
Amen.
We will say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only
Son, our Lord.
He was conceived of the power of
the Holy Spirit,
born of
the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to
heaven
and is seated at the right hand
of the Father.
He will come again
to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy
Spirit,
Holy
Catholic Church,
communion
of saints, forgiveness
of sins,
resurrection
of the body, life,
last. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom
come,
will be done,
on earth as in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive
those
who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the
kingdom,
power,
and glory,
ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And
grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
Only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Receiving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Please mute as we sing together the anthem, On Bended Knee.
Oh.
on bended knee we come. With a humble heart we come, bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands to you as we pledge our lives anew. We worship you in spirit, we worship you in truth. Make our lives a holy praise unto you. On bended knee we come, with a humble heart we come, bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands to you as we pledge our lives anew. We worship you in spirit, we worship you in truth. Make our lives a holy praise unto you.
Let us offer thanks to God for the many gifts we have been given. Prayers of the People is found on page 392 or on your handout. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families,
friends, and neighbors.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For justice and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, justice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those
who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For
our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and for all bishops and ministers.
For all of God's church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for Kevin, Janet, Darlene and John, Tammy, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
Rain.
for our St. James family. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And pray in name, ever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you.
O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. And the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us say together the general thanksgiving found in your booklet. Almighty God, Father of all mercies. We, your unworthy, unworthy, and thankful, for all your goodness, kindness, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for the redemption of the world, for the means of grace. For the means of grace, for the great hope of glory, and we pray for such an awareness of the works of mercy with truly thankful hearts,
we may show forth your praise
only with our lips, in our lives, giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you, by walking the words and righteousness all our days, for Christ our Lord, who you and you.
When the Holy Spirit and glory throughout all ages.
Amen. Let us join together in the closing hymn, Let There Be Peace. Lynn is taking a week of continuing education and returns tomorrow. I invite you to stay for coffee hour, and we have Compline tonight at 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Yes.
You have to turn it over. Get updated.